Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch flying solo today. We'll take you up to 5:30. Then you've got the Urban Meyer Show and high school football coming your way a little bit later on tonight. We're doing things a little bit differently today. Typically, we do daily food for thought in the opening hour of the show, but daily food for thought is going to be expanded today as we are celebrating the 2018 Lorain County Burger Battle. And first up for us, Brickyard Bar and Grill at the corner of Route 511 and Pyle, South Amherst Road in Oberlin. A meal at Brickyard Bar and Grill is an experience worth having, and I can tell you that firsthand because I was able to sample their Americana Burger earlier today, which is one of the participants in that Lorain County Burger Battle. It was simply fantastic. And here to tell us more about not only the Americana Burger, but also all that Brickyard Bar and Grill has to offer, we've got the executive chef at Brickyard, Nathan Yorks. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I want to begin with that burger. And the burger was terrific. But what I find fascinating about the burger that you guys entered into the Lorain County Burger Battle was that it was simple, yet it was very, very good. And as I look at the burgers that you guys have on your menu, you guys have some really interesting ideas on here. You guys have the Texan, the Lumberjack, the Sweet Victory Burger. Not only are they very good and appetizing, but they've got some really cool names as well. But you guys decided to go something with a little bit simpler. And I thought that was a very fascinating decision because as you look at a lot of the other burgers that are in this competition, they have a different take on these burgers, but you guys went with something a heck of a lot simpler and, might I say, very delicious as well. Why was it that you guys went with the Americana burger?
Well, it took us a long time to decide on what burger we were going to do. We do a burger of the month every month, which is designed solely by the head chef. We had a lot of choices from those to pick, but at the end of the day, the rules of the competition state that there's no modifications or changes to the burger once it's ordered. It's ordered, and we wanted that burger to appeal to as many people as possible, to get them to try it, to get, you know, someone sees a burger that has a crazy sauce on it, they may not want to order that. But if we give something simple, easy, and let just the burger patty itself kind of shine through, because we use a very special one-off ground brisket and short rib blend, which is different than the typical 100% Angus beef that every other restaurant is using around. Like I said, that blend is completely custom and solely at Sterk's. We also just decided that it would just be much easier and simplistic and better for everyone if we just let our own burger and our main staple, essentially our highest selling burger, be the focal point of this competition.
So it's safe to say that the Americana, which we should mention, it's an all-American burger, top to bottom, no doubt about that, with lettuce, tomato, red onion, pickle, mayo, and American cheese. That's far and away your best-selling burger?
It is. Like I said, a lot of people really enjoy our other burgers, but, you know, most people, they like to stay in their comfort zone. You can't beat a good American burger. So we decided to roll with that, and so far the feedback's been great, and we're really looking forward to seeing what the results are after voting's done on November 28th.
Add me to the list that have come away satisfied with the Americana burger. That was terrific. I had that earlier today for lunch. It was really good stuff. You guys have a lot of new interesting things going on at Brickyard as well. I mean, those who have been there in years past are going to be amazed when they come in again and they see the renovation that's taking place inside.
Yeah, it's been a long process for this renovation. We got the ball rolling in January, but there were some problems with contractors, which there always is. But about 3 months ago, we finally broke ground and started remodeling. We're actually looking to open up the new bar and dining room sometime next week. We'll have a grand unveiling here in the next couple weeks, and we'll post that on social media and everything for everyone to come out and experience. We'll have raffles and gift card giveaways and things of that nature. But we just really felt that it was time to expand the ability for our business to reach more people, to have more people, higher turnover rate, get a nice atmosphere for the people, and really have the atmosphere be on par with the level of food and drinks that we're putting out of that restaurant. And I think that with everything we're doing, it's going to really just take everything to a whole nother level.
And there's a lot of room in there. I was looking at that earlier. Two different dining rooms. You got a big bar area as well. And it's going to look really nice when it's all done. And you guys also have a little area as well for folks to enjoy. Maybe not right now since the weather's taking a turn here in the fall, but when things kickstart again in the springtime, you guys love a patio ready to rock and roll as well.
Yeah, we did a brand new patio off the back of the building. And, you know, people in the summer, they love it. People in the fall, everyone loves to be outside, enjoy the weather as long as you can here in Ohio. You never know what you're going to get. But like I said, you know, that just gives us the ability to have, you know, more people satisfied with our food, the more seats we can put out. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is just making sure as many people get to try this delicious food that all of us at Sterk's put our heart and soul into. So,
again, we're talking with Nathan Yortz. He's the executive chef at Brickyard Bar and Grill. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're celebrating the Lorain County Burger Battle. I sampled the Americana burger earlier today from Brickyard. It was terrific. So if you're casting a vote, you shouldn't cast it without trying that Americana first and then go from there. But boy, was it terrific. You guys are doing something that has also picked up some steam in recent years. Everybody thinks about Thanksgiving as this family meal where everybody congregates at someone's house, and that someone gets stuck doing a healthy chunk of the work, and that goes start to finish. Sometimes it's a 2 or 3 day ordeal. You guys are taking the problem out of the host's hands, and you guys are actually having a Thanksgiving family style dinner. Tell us all about this.
A lot of people in this day and age, people are busy, people have a lot going on, you know, trying to deal with the family and the kids and the in-laws and the food, and half the time it comes out wrong, and you know, you never hear the end of it from your mother-in-law, but
you never do anyway, right?
But you know, in this day and age, people are just looking to really enjoy their time with their family. And for a lot of people, cooking isn't something that they do with their family. And for the people that do that, and that's a part of their culture and their, you know, their yearly traditions, that, you know, more power to you, that's amazing. But if you're not a great cook, you don't want to cook, and you really just want to enjoy a delicious home-style Thanksgiving meal and really get to put all your attention into your family and friends and what you're really thankful for, that's what we're trying to do and give people that option.
So what all is involved here? Because I've also noticed this, the Thanksgiving fare can be a bit more complex. At least it's expanded in years past. What kinds of offerings are available at the Thanksgiving feast?
It varies from year to year. We obviously have your typical, you know, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry, green beans. We try and hit all the staples. And then we also, from year to year, we try and throw in something a little more Sterk's homemade, just to kind of, you know, obviously promote our business a little bit and give people a chance to step out of the box, per se. And as of right now, we don't have a specific menu finalized for it, but you can definitely guarantee that it will be outstanding and delicious, and you will not be unsatisfied with what we put out.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is actually just a little over a month away, so we're getting awfully, awfully close. You guys have some really cool menu items. I was looking at these a little bit earlier today. You guys were kind enough to give us more than just that Americana burger. We were able to sample something earlier this afternoon that I had never tried before, maple bacon mac and cheese. Before we went on the air, you mentioned, look, that's the kind of thing that if you see it on the menu, you have an idea as to what you think it might taste like, and then all of a sudden, wow, it's like a big old explosion in your mouth. How'd you guys come up with this idea?
Well, you know, mac and cheese is mac and cheese. It's delicious. Everyone loves it. You add bacon to anything, makes it better. And with the savory, salty content of the cheese and the bacon that it adds to the dish, we kind of wanted to counterbalance that with something a little sweeter and give something to sit on the back of your tongue and really, really tease your palate a little bit. And through a lot of trial and error, we found that just a couple tablespoons of 100% pure maple syrup, unsweetened, was the perfect way to go about it. It blends very well with the applewood smoked bacon, and the flavors just roll off the spoon. It really is delicious, and it's one of those things where if you try and do it at home, it just really doesn't come out the same. Believe me, I've tried, but it's just really an absolute delicious dish. takes a very simple thing that people are so accustomed to ordering and puts a small little twist on it and just kind of, like I said, just makes them step out of their comfort zone ever so slightly and really just expand their palate and what food can be for them.
It's awesome stuff. I mean, you mentioned that maple syrup. It's there, but it doesn't overpower the dish. It gives it just enough sweet to make it fantastic. See, we were here to talk about the burger. We got into talking to so many other different things. This was a heck of a lot of fun. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. Thanks for the goodies here today, and best of luck in that Lorain County Burger Battle.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, that is Nathan Yorks. He's the executive chef at Brickyard Bar & Grill. You can check him out online, brickyardbarandgrill.com. There you can see exactly what I'm talking about with that maple bacon mac and cheese. You can check out that Americana burger for yourself as well. Again, do not cast your vote unless you try the Americana burger. I tried it earlier today. It was simply terrific. Our daily food for thought this afternoon is brought to you by one of our participants in the 2018 Lorain County Burger Battle, Brickyard Bar & Grill at the corner of Route 511 and Pyle South Amherst Road in Oberlin. A meal at Brickyard Bar & Grill is an experience worth having. We'll come back right after this to wrap up today's show here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.